the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Hey, man. What's up?
Is that your genius impression?
I don't know what that is.
Hey, what's up?
That's how I say hi to people. Hey, man. What's up?
All right. So, I got really fucking annoyed today. I went to get a haircut.
Haircut news.
Not really. Kind of haircut news. I got a haircut. No complaints, it's fine. But
where'd you go?
I always go to Supercuts.
You guys are going to Great Clips.
It's too far away. There's not one like Supercuts are closer than Great Clips.
I don't think they are.
They are. We'll hit Google up later. So the last time I went there, the same thing happened, and I was a little annoyed, and then it happened again, so I was really annoyed. I walk in and they say, "Hi, how can I help you?" And that pisses me the fuck off. I'm like, what do you think I'm fucking here for? I'm here for a goddamn haircut. How could you help me? Give me a cut of fucking beef?
They do a lot of different services.
No,
there.
When a man walks in there, 10 times out of 10, what's he fucking there for? A goddamn haircut.
Maybe get some color.
That
styling?
Is very unlikely.
Maybe your wedding's that day and you want to get styled.
Very unlikely. As I said, at worst, 9 out of 10.
I go there every morning before work and get my hair styled. It costs like $5.
It's worth it, though. You look good. Uh-huh. And then that man annoys the shit out of me. He's like, what the fuck do you think I'm here for? And so, like, I couldn't help it, but I was giving her attitude. I'm like, haircut. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you don't want to give attitude to someone who's got your whole look in their hand.
Yeah, luckily, the one I gave attitude to, you know, I didn't want, it was unintentional, but luckily I didn't get her in the haircutter lottery. I got a different chick.
Every time I go to the one I go to, it's all old people.
Man, and not the one I go to. Holy shit, man. My haircutter, super fucking cute. Oh, man, she is good. There's cute, there's hot, and there's a variety.
I don't use the word cute. Babies are cute.
If you've seen
girls,
her.
Girls, not so much.
She's quite attractive.
Well, and you say hot.
There's a difference. There's grades.
So you wouldn't put her in the hot category?
Almost. She's more cute than hot. She's kind of hot, but she's more cute than hot.
Did you ask her out?
Yeah.
Twice?
Third time's a charm.
You asked her out. She said no, and then you asked her out again.
Well, yeah, in case you changed your mind.
Or forgot.
Yeah, because like, well, remember when you thought I wasn't attractive? Maybe you forgot. And if I ask you again, maybe it's like, oh yeah, sure. Then you're like, oh shit, I don't like that guy, but I already said yes, now I'm obligated.
You know what the thing is? That'd be fine, but the problem is that girls don't give a straight answer.
Yeah, if I just
they give you some roundabout answer, hoping that you'll give up.
I know.
Oh well. I'm sort of seeing.
My boyfriend doesn't like me to date. Like, oh. So, if he gave you the green light, we could? Is that what you're letting me know? Because I'll track him down. Yeah. I mean, I don't care. I will do that for you.
Working up the courage to ask a girl out is the worst.
I know.
Thank God for the internet.
Oh, man. The internet is a fucking lifesaver. You know how many people would have killed themselves if not for the internet?
I mean, if without the internet, you'd have to see a girl somewhere, whatever it be, work or whatever. And then you gotta walk up, you know, and then you gotta.
You gotta do the small talk with her for a little while.
Yeah.
To kind of get to know her a little bit, because you can't just go off.
I'm a pussy, so I'll do the, you know, I'll like, hey, you know, I won't even ask her out. I'll just like find some kind of interest she's in, like, hey, I got tickets to the, you know, some kind of fucking roundabout way.
You know, yeah, what you do is, let's say she likes Benfold 5 or whatever, Folds, whatever the fuck his name is. And so you'd be like, you knew he was coming to town, and he's like, did you hear Benfold 5's coming to town? It's like, oh my god, I know, I want to go so bad. Yeah, me too. My friend gave me a couple tickets. I gotta find somebody to go with. And just leave it. drop it and hope she picks it up. Yeah. She'd do something like that. You're just hoping she's going to say, oh my God, I love them, I'll go. But mostly because she's probably not interested, she'll just say, well, hope you do. Just fucking walk away. Then you're just sad.
I remember I canceled a date with this one girl on Valentine's Day because I didn't have enough money to pay for dinner. And she was in, think, a crazy person. And she got super, like, we were friends on Twitter. So she, like,
I remember.
She blocked me. You know.
Don't do that to a girl on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I left her in a lurch.
Yeah.
But did I, though? Because it's like, we made the plans like 2 days before.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though?
It's not like she, like, turned to like 30 guys down, like, sorry, already got a date to the dance.
Nah, it made her feel like shit. Just because, you know, the kind of importance women
have. I guess, like I said, well, if you want to pay, I'll still go out with you, but I don't get any money.
Hey, when I was a little kid, I broke up with a girl just before her birthday because I didn't have any money to buy her present. So I broke up with her.
Listen, no kid should expect another kid to get him something for birthday.
I know.
Unless you invite him to their, you know, your Avengers themed birthday party or something.
We were 15.
Yeah.
Well, actually, she was probably turning 16. But I was 15. I didn't have any fucking money to buy her anything. And for my birthday, she bought me something. So I gotta get her something. I'm a kid. I don't have fucking money. I'm not gonna have a job for like another 4 years.
Yeah. Like, you knew that you weren't gonna have a job for a long
time? Yeah, my mom told me. So like listen.
What, your mom a time traveler?
Yeah. I don't like to talk about it, but yeah. And so, like, you know, what am I gonna fucking do? I can't say, hey mom, I need to buy a present. My parents aren't giving me fucking money. So I just broke up with her. It's a lot better than telling her, you know, oh, I don't have money.
Hey mom, this girl I'm fucking's birthday's coming up. you think you can throw me a couple bones?
Man, you know what? That girl was pretty broken up over it. She was pretty upset.
She got over it, though.
Well, eventually, yeah. Well, we did actually. We got back together just after her birthday, so I still didn't have to buy her anything, so it worked out. But then shortly after, we broke up again. Then she got knocked up by the next guy she was with, Hamalui.
You know.
Oh, by the way, while that part where I told her we couldn't be together anymore, her mom called me and said, is it because you don't want to buy her birthday presents? She fucking called and like, no, it's not.
Man, I can't believe she got her mom. You know what? When a girl dumped me, I got dumped a few years ago. I should have had my mom call her. Hello? Hey, this is Mike's mom.
Why don't you like Michael? He's handsome. Mrs. Klein, I'm sorry. It just didn't work out. He doesn't go down on you right. Is that it? I know it.
Well, my mother's not like a weird old lady.
Listen, I don't want to get rude.
It's a good impression, though. Pretty good impression.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I should do that. Next time I get fired from a job, have my mom call.
I know.
He works very hard for you.
Like when you're a kid. When you're sick. Mike's not coming into work today. He's so sick. He's been crapping all night.
I like your mom character. It's also your grandma character.
I know. Well, any old lady character. That's a voice. That's all I got. I love it, though.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have her call everyone.
What if she was dating your Hispanic character?
Hey, Carlos! You want to go out tonight? Hey, what's up, girly? Come here, granny. You know I like older ladies.
You should just put on a whole show. I know. All your characters.
All these different voices.
I can't do Eddie. I know Harvey Firestein.
Gee whiz, mister. What are you doing here with that old lady? Get out of here, kid.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Is that Biff, our mascot?
Maybe it's some kid. I don't know.
Oh, Biff's a kid.
Shit, I just do voices all day. I should just do my own podcast. The Mark cast, all these different voices.
I was going to do the Klein cast. Listen to it.
Yeah.
More content, the better, right?
Apparently, more shit for people not to listen to.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
We have more episodes than listeners.
Pretty soon, that's going to be true.
In a week, I mean. Like, we have more episodes in a week than we have listeners.
All these different fucking... It's not even part of the Hotshot Wiz because we started like a whole new shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I would, that's why I'm afraid to add anybody onto our network that's not us, because all of a sudden we add someone to our network and they have more listeners than us. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. But fuck that guy. Get him off the network.
Yeah, get your own network. Okay, I will.
Yeah, and he does way better than us.
Like, fuck that guy.
I know.
Hopefully he'd help us out.
Well, maybe we'd have to suck up our pride and leave him on. That way, we might get a little bit of spillover.
You know what's funny? This is how I am. I see someone posting about a podcast that's not us, I get so fucking pissed. Like, you motherfucker. Or like someone's like, you know, hey, I just got done listening to, you know, Radio Lab. It's pretty good.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Listening to that shit. You can't listen to me?
It's like when a girl mentions a guy that's not you. It's like, fuck off.
I know. You know what? Like, it still drives me crazy when I hear girls, you know, my boyfriend likes that. My boyfriend loves this. You know, the other day I was with my mother. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, you got a boyfriend. Quit rubbing it in. You know I want a boyfriend.
You want to be your boy? I want to be your boyfriend.
Can I be your boyfriend?
You should ask that to every girl you ever, every cashier you ever go up to.
I know. I got some donuts today. Was it there? No, maybe it was at a gas station. The girl was really young. I'd probably freak her out if I did that.
Some creep who was buying donuts asked me out.
Can I be your boyfriend?
Want to go steady?
I don't think young people know what that means
anymore. You want to wear my Letterman's jacket? Like David Letterman? They don't know David Letterman. They don't know anything. Letterman? Is that some new superhero?
I have a jacket with David Letterman's picture on the back. I turn around and see.
Yeah, David Letterman's been off the air for 4 months. All the kids forgot about
him. Yeah, that's true.
Look how quickly they forget.
I have a Jimmy Kimmel jacket. Would you like to wear it?
Yeah,
that's good. I know him.
Yeah, donuts are good. You know what I've always wondered? Why it's acceptable to eat donuts for breakfast, but if you go to someone like, hey, what did you have for dinner? Donuts.
Yeah, if you just had a couple donuts for breakfast, like, all right, that was what you had for breakfast. No one's questioning it. But you say, hey, what did you have for dinner? A couple donuts. I'm like, oh, come on, that's not dinner. You had donuts?
Yeah.
But meanwhile, other breakfast food, you could have a pancake dinner.
Yeah, you get a French toast for dinner.
Yeah.
Eggs.
It makes no sense. Other breakfast is acceptable for dinner, but donuts are not.
Yeah. Well, some people, I guess, would be against donuts and all, you know.
Yeah, well, those are assholes.
Donuts get a bad rap, I'll tell you.
Donuts for lunch.
It's good for you.
Lunchtime. A couple donuts. Oh, my God. If they gave your kid donuts for lunch, people would call the fucking CPS.
The CPS? Oh,
it's Child Protective Services.
Like people call it CPR.
They gotta save his life.
Yeah, and I've realized that you can call CPS on people and they'll just investigate, even if they don't have kids.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
You really want to fuck someone's life up? Just call the CPS on them. You leave anonymous message. You don't have to give your name or anything. You just hate a person? He hits his kids. And it's fucking, that's it. Now they're fucking...
Someone knocks my door like, hey, you're like, I don't have any kids. And it's like, well...
Well, the police are going to have to do a search.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to have to show them around. Which is bullshit. I should have. Like, listen, man, I don't have any kids.
Hey, you tell them no. Don't let them in. Now they come back with the fucking police with a warrant. There you go. Now you have a police search. Dogs and shit. Come.
Yeah, and I'll see all my open graves down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
I've buried.
Why are they open graves? Listen, fucking fill them in.
These are adults I murdered. This is all your jurisdiction.
Yeah, that's true. He's got us on a technicality. All right. All right, you got lucky.
Hopefully they'll forget to mention it to their associates.
My buddy who does the full-size murders.
Yeah.
I might mention it to him later.
The homicide detective. Officer Lenny Briscoe.
In heaven.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Law and Order. The original Law and Order.
Speaking of heaven, do you ever get these people on Facebook?
Do you want to kill yourself and go to heaven?
These people on Facebook are like, my grandma's in the hospital. Please send your prayers. Send your thoughts and prayers. I'm like... Listen, don't ask me for shit.
You don't want to go to a fucking paradise?
First of all, that's asking me a lot. I don't have a lot of time on my hands.
I got a lot of shit on my mind.
I have a whole list of shit to pray about, and I get to add your grandma to it?
Oh, by the way, and Sarah's grandma. All right.
And then what if it doesn't work? You're like, God, I just want to say fuck you. Your prayers didn't work.
My grandma died, you assholes.
If you bothered to pray. Yeah, apparently you didn't, or it didn't work. Maybe God doesn't like you.
No. Don't go down that train of thought. They just didn't pray. You asked them to do it, and they didn't. You really let me down.
Yeah. I asked her. Thanks a lot. That's all I needed from you, is you to sit in a room and just talk.
Thanks for nothing.
Or think, I guess. Do you need to pray out loud?
No, I you can think it. Because in church, you don't hear a bunch of people mumbling.
Some churches. Like monks.
Or they're hungry. That looks good.
They just had a nice slice of pizza.
No, the head monk.
They just had donuts for dinner.
The head monk holds up a pie and everyone just goes,
I've got these donuts. I don't know why he sounds like a ghost. I've got donuts.
Ghost monk. He's already wearing almost ghost clothes.
True.
He just has to pull that robe over his head and he's set.
I like the prank when you give someone a monk haircut. There's a prank where you just shave off the top.
Yeah.
That's a really good prank because, like, you're going to look ridiculous for a good 2 or 3 months.
I know. Like, you do not fuck around with somebody's hair like
you
that.
You fuck. I can't wear a hat to work.
I know. It's like, you just want to wear a hat all the time, but in some places you can't wear a hat.
Yeah, I'm not going to wear a hat at the office.
Like, fuck. I'd have to buy a wig. People just think I look weird.
It's funny. It's somebody like, it's total casual, but don't you dare wear a hat.
Like, why can't I wear a baseball cap?
Like, I wear a hooded sweatshirt and a pair of jeans, but don't you
bother.
No
hats.
Don't put a hat on. And don't you dare wear shorts.
We wear full-size pants around here, not short pants.
And what's the difference between a shirt or shorts and a skirt? Other than a crotch.
Then wear a skirt. Yeah. You better not sew that skirt down the middle, or it's a no-go.
I guess, technically, I could wear a skirt to work if I wanted to.
Of course you could.
What are they going to do?
Skirts are allowed.
That's why you do in the summer, to start wearing skirts.
Yeah, it's fucking hot.
What, are you transgender? Like, no, it's just hot out.
Ooh, wear a kilt.
Well,
but it's manly.
Semantics. I mean, it's kilt is a skirt.
I mean, it's a skirt, but it's like a skirt for men. At least that way, you're not wearing some frilly, flowery thing, you know?
You know, I used to hate when I was a kid was skorts. Because you'd be thinking you're about to look up a girl's skirt.
I know.
And you're like, what the fuck is this?
You barely see any vagina
at all.
Or
those smart-ass girls would wear shorts or some kind of, biker shorts underneath. Like, you motherfucker.
You fucking bitch. I knew I was waiting to see your ass.
I dropped my pencil and took 10 minutes to pick it up for nothing. Man, I used to do that shit in middle school. I was such a fucking loser.
Little perv.
I don't call that perverted.
That's what girls would. Girls would say you're.
You know, the funny thing is, what did I expect to see? Like, you think her pussy lips are gonna be sticking out?
Plus, you didn't even know what that shit would look like if you seen it.
It fucking scared me.
You've never.
Mike, why are you crying? I don't know.
I'm a fucking monster. Mom. Like, yeah, as a kid, you've never seen that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea what you're going to see, but you know, you want to see it. Isn't biology crazy?
Yeah.
I want to see it so bad, but I have no idea what I want
to
see.
I used to do the old pencil dropping trick.
Pencil popping daddies.
The other thing I used to do, like, I'd be slouching, so my knees were right up against the girl's chair, and she'd be slouching, but every once in a while she'd sit up, and her back would touch my knees, and I wouldn't move.
Oh, yeah. Any kind of fucking contact.
Hey, you fucking did it. Too bad.
And every once in a while...
I'm like, holy shit, she's not moving.
I think she wants it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, it's the reverse. You sit up, and now there's a part of a girl touching my ass.
I can feel it. Or a guy.
No, if there's a girl behind you.
Yeah.
And, like, I just have to assume she fucking wants me. Like, she knows she's touching my ass.
It's true.
And she's not moving her fucking feet.
Yeah.
She fucking wants it.
That's true.
Oh, there's no other way to look at it. There's no other logic.
By far, though, the creepiest thing I ever did in middle school was during swim class. I brought my goggles in.
Well, I've been looking at you.
And I would be underwater looking at the girl. And then the one time I come up for air and the girl goes, hey, what are you doing? What are you, looking at our legs underwater? I'm like,
no.
I'm like, fuck. I got caught.
I was looking at your asshole.
Well, technically, I wasn't looking at your legs, but again.
Yeah.
Actually, that might have been high school I did that. I think of it.
That was when you were a lifeguard for the grade school.
That was last week.
I know. Is that why you got fired?
Over at the county pool.
Huh.
Yeah.
Saving lives. Then you had to have your mother call. Why don't you want Mike swimming in your pool anymore?
Listen, you got you girls don't understand the anxiety a guy goes through when you know that, like, you get a glimpse at a girl, but it's like, fuck, it'd be way too obvious, but I know that her bathing suit's, like, sagging a little bit, and if I got the right angle, I could fucking see everything. It'd be so anxiety-filled, but goddamn it!
And you know what? Like, these days, you gotta just...
Well, these days I'm not as... It's not as
oh, I still gotta see.
Yeah, you're right.
But you just gotta
I was trying to, you know...
I know. Come on, man.
I'll try to sound like...
I just have to make it look really casual. You know?
I'm casually crawling near your crotch, and now I'm looking for my contact. You just do a play-by-play of whatever creepy thing you're doing.
Yeah. I hate when people do that in real life. Yeah, just, open up this microwave. Remember we worked with a guy like that?
Yeah.
And he really would give a play-by-play like we gave a fuck. Yeah, open up the microwave here. Put that in. He's like, just shut the fuck up, man. I don't care what you're doing.
Our microwaves work by vibrating the molecules in the water.
Yeah, it's spinning around. Oh, the dish. The dish seems to be out of place because when it turns, I hear that noise. Look, hey, asshole, we're all on fucking break. I'm trying to watch Charles in Charge here. Shut up.
Charles in Charge is on break?
Yeah, always. You know. Well, I got the DVD. I just pop it in.
Ah, that Charles in Charge? I'm a super fan.
Ah, there's Buddy.
That was our old friend Colin.
Yeah. Colin Quinn. Hey there, it's Colin Quinn.
A guy who was probably gay and had, like, the hottest chick ever.
Yeah, and she was... It was a weird couple because... He seemed like he was a gay man, and she...
Besides that, didn't she look like she was, like, some high-class girl?
Yeah.
And he works at Target?
It was strange because, from what I gather, like, they just didn't have sex. I don't know how, like, people heard about this shit.
You know what? I realize that people... You heard a lot of things in high school, and, you know... How much of it was true? Because people
who knows? People just talk.
People just make shit. Oh, did you hear blah, blah, and then had sex? Like, who knows? Were you there? I don't know.
Maybe I was. In my school, they might have been there. Shit, a lot of shit went on. A lot of swinging.
Yeah, it's like I said. I heard that at one of the porn stores around here, you can go and have sex in front of a bunch of people. They have a swingers club. It's $10 bucks to get in.
Yeah. Probably not.
Which, how is that not prostitution? You're paying... I guess
I mean, you're paying for sex, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know, because...
How many intermediaries do you need in between before it's paying for... Like, when you're paying a girl to date, and then you go after a date, and then she has sex, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know.
What if I give...
A big gray area.
What if I lend my girlfriend $20 and then have sex with her?
That's prostitution right there.
Yeah,
your girlfriend's a whore.
That's interesting. How does that work? What if one night you're like...
Wait a minute, though.
No, listen. You're in bed with your girlfriend or your wife, and you say, hey, come on, baby. And she's like, I'm tired. Like, listen, here's $50. And she says, okay, let's do it. Is that prostitution?
Cops kick down the door.
Yeah, is that prostitution or no?
I don't know.
It's got it. What,
probably.
You're giving her money to have sex. How's it different?
Is it the time frame, though? Because you're giving it to her, then you're having sex? What if you put a little distance between... You give a woman $100, and then a year later, you just show up at her door.
How's that different than having your cousin, who's a plumber, come over, and you go, hey, man, I'll give you $30 if you change the faucet in my sink.
Cops kick your door right in there. You can't be a plumber.
He should pay tax on that, because he just got paid for a service.
True.
She got paid for a service. There you go. Hey, guess what? I'm married to a prostitute. I don't know. I don't know if any prosecutor would prosecute, but...
What?
Hey! What if you're married to a prosecutor and he does that, and it's all a trick?
I just like how prosecutor and prostitute are really close and were yeah, and they're very
prostitutor.
Similar.
Prostitutor.
Yep. And the prostitutor for the defense.
Like, the prosecutor, he does the same scenario. Like, hey, I'll give you $50. Okay. You know, she thinks it's a joke, whatever. She takes the money. Boom, the cops come rolling out of the door.
Yeah.
Get on the ground! Get on the ground!
Well, they really could. And everyone, you know, there's witnesses, there's video. Like, I thought they was kidding. It doesn't matter. If you try to hire a hitman, then later on say, I was just kidding with the guy. I didn't really want him to fucking kill anyone.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. There's a video. Hey, the cop was the guy you tried to pay off was undercover officer.
We should write a fake viral article about that. How a woman arrested for having sex with her husband and getting paid to have sex with her husband. It's almost like it's like a similar like stupid common sense loophole type thing where a guy gets arrested for having pictures of himself when he's underage.
Yeah, which happened. Yeah.
It's like kind of the same thing. Cause come on, that's funny. I get my wife arrested. If you're really sick of your wife, just do that.
Ooh, what if the guy turned his wife in? And his logic was, like, they were having marital troubles, so his logic was that she had sex with him after he bought her, some kind of present. So that was payment for sex.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he hated his wife, so he did that. Write an article about that and say, like, the prosecutor actually prosecuted her, and she spent 6 months in jail.
By the way, I believe that money gives us the right to use it for anything. Because it says public and private debts on it. Right on the dollars, it says.
Does it?
Yeah, you have any cash on you?
No.
You don't?
No.
Neither do I. I was going to say, but it does say
if
something.
If we did have money.
Yeah, it says right on there.
It also says property of Mark. But none of us have any, so who would know?
So it says it right on there, so why can't I use it for prostitution or something?
That's a private debt. She owes me.
Yeah.
I know.
This is private. I mean, how much more private can I get?
I'm involving my own privates. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, come on.
Bullshit. Fucking government getting involved in my business. Once we're all socialists, we won't have this problem anymore. We'll be fucking everyone. We'll be like living in Amsterdam.
Yeah, it's too bad.
What's too bad?
Nothing.
Nothing's too bad. Everything's great. Everything's great.
No,
okay.
It's too bad that you can't use money to.
I thought maybe someone had their ear to the door. The room's bugged. No, everything's perfect.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, I'm trying to look for a dollar bill. This note is a legal tender for all debts, public and private. Says right on the dollar.
Apparently not. Apparently not. This chick owed me a blowjob.
Except for drugs and prostitution and murder for hire.
Well, except
child porn. They just list all the things you can't use it for.
But wait, in some states,
gambling. Except for in
some states, gambling, drugs, and prostitution.
Except for licensed casinos in Nevada,
those areas where the bunny ranch is.
Yeah, where people die, or he didn't die, I guess. But what? The basketball player got in a coma.
Yeah, the Bunny Ranch. Where was one of those ranches? I don't know if it's a Bunny Ranch.
I read this article about how that Odom character.
Lamar
Odom. So he's at a Bunny Ranch for a couple of days. Goes in a coma from taking herbal Viagra or something. And he was married to Khloe Kardashian, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden.
He still is.
He's in the news. Yeah, he's in the news. And she's got a book coming out.
I know. Now the reconciliation.
She says, oh, you know what? Turns out we're still married, and I'm gonna.
I know. Now they're gonna make it work.
I'm gonna go. Can
I? And she's by his fucking bedside.
Yeah.
Wow. What a coincidence. Now she's back in the news again with the book coming out.
Did they have any fucking
self respect?
Yeah, I guess not.
No, they don't.
I mean, when your family is, when Kim Kardashian is famous because she purposely released her sex tape. Come on.
The thing is, they don't, and they don't need to, because that's who they are.
That's
how they make fucking money.
That is why, I don't care what anybody says, I would not put it past that whole Caitlyn Jenner thing being a total...
Me either.
I don't know. They got a lot of attention for that.
I know.
Series.
They still are.
Maybe
it's not ending.
Maybe he did, maybe he was a little bit into that stuff, and like, hey, let's play it up. Let's go. Let's go all the way, man.
And meanwhile, they haven't gone all the way, because he still has his dick.
Well, I don't
but
know.
That whole thing, yeah.
Have you checked?
Yeah. And the whole...
He's also a murderer.
Which he got away with.
Yeah, a couple months ago, or like last month, they're like, well, we might press charges, and they never did.
No, what happened was, they said it was his fault, but they're not going to press charges. Meanwhile...
He is getting sued for it, though.
Well, yeah, he'll get sued. It doesn't fucking matter. But criminally... When that happens, and that's a common thing, that shit happens a lot, the person is always prosecuted every single fucking time. They say you're at fault, you get prosecuted. Now, just because the whole transgender thing, guess what? You are at fault, but we're not going to bother.
It could be that, or it could be just he's a celebrity.
Yeah, it's a transgender thing.
Celebrities are constantly getting away with shit.
Yeah, but the celebrities are still getting into shit, too.
We need to be fucking celebrities.
Exactly. Please, make a celebrity so I can get away with murder.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people I hate? I'd go on a fucking rampage.
They probably want to keep it down to one.
Yeah, well...
two tops.
No, like one bus. That way, you know, I can get a bunch of people in one shot. Anyway, HotShotWhiskey.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.
You're lonely.
What?